Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Lockwood, and on the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home so you can focus on what matters most to you as a mom, which I'm guessing isn't those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes you clean up all day. My hope for this podcast is so much more than teaching you to declutter. I record all of my episodes live and in real time so that you can have the experience of a mom friend who gets you and is there for you. My audio isn't perfect, my kids might interrupt us, but the conversations we have are real, impactful, and proof that there are other moms like you that decluttering has worked for. If you want to join me and thousands of other moms for live episodes, go find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Motherhood Simplified and we'll welcome you with open arms. See you soon. Okay, everybody, welcome to today's episode where we are going to talk about simplifying your expectations and your mindset. Actually, you know what? Decluttering your expectations. Decluttering your expectations and simplifying your mindset. Hey, Allison and Lindsay. Hi. So things are weird, right? And I'm going to just jump right into story time with you guys. Obviously, if you're listening to this, you know I run Motherhood Simplified, and it's my business, but it's my passion project too. It's what I pour, like this is my self-care. It's what I pour myself into. It's what I think about all the time. I think about you guys all the time. I want to create for you guys all of the time. And it's like, it's my outlet. It's my creative outlet. It's a really big part of me and my life, right? And it always has been. And the last year-ish has been, okay, Naomi's gonna be popping in and out, has been me figuring out how to grow and adjust. And it's been full of like growing pains and figuring this out as I go, because there's just like raising babies, right? Thank you, Janelle. There's not really a textbook to follow, right? There's not a literal linear step-by-step process to follow. And that's okay, right? That's just part of it. And so I was doing that. I was like on a roll the beginning of the year, January, and then the world got flipped upside down. And just like in every other area, hey, Sienna, of our lives, right? I have had a chance to kind of get a whole lot of clarity and do a whole lot of like pruning of what is working and what's not working and what I want to do and what I want to focus on and what I can do and what I can focus on. Hey, Shaylee, and what I can't, right? I have notes here. So in about March, I had like January to March, I created some, I got to focus really hard on things that I wanted to do. Hey, Emily, and create for you guys. One of those things, if you guys are on my email list, was my email list, right? I wanted to figure out how to communicate with you guys via email because I didn't know how to do that. And I think that email is the simplest and most direct way to communicate with people who want updates, right? I know this because in the Facebook group, I get so many tags a day of like, can you tag me in the video? Can you remind me what's happening? Can you show me where to find this? And the group gets so busy that email is just simple, right? I just send you the email and it's right there and you have what you need. So I intentionally created this email system to give you all of those answers, right? I suck at email. That's funny. Yeah. And some people, yeah, that was my thing. I wanted to figure out a way to directly communicate with you guys. And I did that. It took me about 3 months and I got it. And Naomi says guilty. Yeah. But that's what the emails are for, right? Like here it is in one place and here's a link to go find it, right? So I've systematically created that to nurture you guys and give you what you need, which feels good to me. That's what feels good to me. And it's okay. Don't worry about opening emails. They're just another layer that might work for you and might not. That's okay. So anyway, I did that, which because I was focusing on that made me focus on other things, right? I honestly was told, like, for my podcast, just record them all in 1 week, right? Record 3 months at a time in 1 week, you'll have them all done and set them up. And yeah, like, that's efficient, but I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I haven't been enjoying the podcast because episodes are coming out and I don't even know what they are. I can't remember what was coming out. I have finally something I enjoy getting in my email. Yay, Natalie. Yay. That's what I was hoping. It's like, how do I do this so people actually like it and get value from it? So that's good feedback. But it made me fall behind on the podcast, right? And I was like, I'm not enjoying this anymore. I feel super disconnected. I don't know what is coming out. I don't even know if people are wanting to hear about this anymore because I recorded it 3 months ago. And by the way, I wouldn't have got this clarity if the world hadn't been flipped upside down, because the things that I recorded 3 months ago, like, they're good and whatever, but they're not relevant to right now, right? Like, right now is a weird time. And I felt like I couldn't create content for you guys that was relevant for right now because I have all this stuff lined up already that I've already done and I don't want to do it anymore. So a couple of days ago, I was like, you know what? Like, I am falling into this trap of, like, comparing myself to all of these other business owners and trying to do it like them and use the systems that they use, but it's not working for me, right? Like, I feel disconnected and I don't like it, right? The whole reason I created Motherhood Simplified was so that I could get to know you guys, right? And I wanted to share that with you, a big long story to share that with you of, like, don't feel like you have to do things the way that everybody else is doing it, right? With decluttering, with how you raise your kids, with how you are a wife, with how you do anything at all. Don't feel like just because it works well for somebody else, you have to do it too, right? Especially right now, right? I think right now, like, there are so many things coming at us of, like, do this this way, do this this way. This is how you do self-care when you're in quarantine. This is how you do homeschool with your kids when you're in quarantine. Blah, 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 blah. Like, all of these things. Like, I don't think we need to be told what to do right now at all. I think right now we need to tune into what we know we need to do, right? And I know that for me, that's when things start to make sense. And that's when things start to feel good again. And I actually start enjoying them, right? It's not when I am trying to do what everybody else is doing, right? So do that for yourself. Take the bits and pieces of what you want and what you can do and what feels right to you and leave the rest, especially right now. And I'm going to tell you guys a secret. If you are the type of person who has kids that you're trying to do homeschool with right now, take it even with the teachers, right? Even with what the teachers are giving you to do with your kids, take it with a grain of salt because your kids are not going to fail school. They are not going to be holding kids back from school this year because you didn't do the information. Oh, I just read that thing. you didn't do that. I read your comment right when I said that. You didn't do the homework just right, or you didn't get the assignments completed or whatever, right? Like, yeah, cherry picking. Exactly. Cherry picking for your own family. Do it with the teachers too, right? Because my kids get sent daily, like, daily videos, daily assignments, daily projects, daily so many things to do. And I'm like, it's too much. It's too much. Nobody knows what's going on. Nobody knows what's happening. Nobody knows how to do this. Stop trying to make me do everything, right? Like, I'll take what you guys give me and we'll do what feels right for the day, right? Like my son's, hey Jenna, my son's homework today, one of, like, his social studies homework was to do 20 minutes of chores. Right. And yesterday was our chore day because I have Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays are, like, our big chore day. And he was like, ah, this is the worst homework ever. I don't want to do chores for homework. And I was like, don't. Don't. And he was like, but I have to. I was like, your teacher's not going to do anything. Your teacher's not going to. And this, I'm not telling you to, like, undermine your kids' teachers and stuff. But I mean, you have the freedom to take what works and what doesn't. Right. Stop trying to make fetch happen. Exactly. Right. Like, there is so much being thrown at us right now. Like, stop. You are not obligated to do any or all of it. Cherry pick it, right? Cherry pick it. Take what you can, take what is making you feel good. And to be completely honest, that was why I decided to make these decisions in my business, that if I ran it by my business mentor, which I'm about to in 20 minutes, she's going to be like, okay, like, I wouldn't recommend that, but you do you, because the world is so uncertain right now and nobody knows what they're doing that I literally just do not have the mental and emotional space to do things that are making me unhappy. That's it. I don't have room for it. I don't have room to try and learn a new skill, right? Because I'm trying to learn how to do all these skills that my kids' teachers are making us learn. I'm trying to learn how to be at home all day without any reprieve, right? Like I'm pretty much always at home anyway, but not in this capacity, right? Like I am spending a whole lot of energy trying to not be angry that I feel like my rights have been stripped completely as a human being, right? Like I have too much to deal with to try and do what everybody is like offering to me. And I know that they're offering it with the best of intentions, right? Just like I'm trying to offer you things with the best of intentions, but I don't want to overwhelm you. And I don't want you to feel obligated in doing it. I want you to take what works for you and leave what doesn't. So do that, right? Your kids aren't going to fail school. They're not going to grow up and be illiterate. They're not going to be held back in a grade, right? Like everybody's just figuring this out as we go. And that's just it, right? That's just it. That's just how it is right now. It's okay. We're going to be fine. So ask yourself this, right? If you feel like you're getting pulled in a million and one directions and you feel like you need to do these things that everyone else is doing or what people are saying you should do, right? Go back to your roots, which is the next thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about. When I started Motherhood Simplified, it was just a Facebook group and it was just my blog. It was just this group here. It was me and Darlene for like a month, one mom. And it was, I was writing blogs and I was creating content and I was making things for you guys. Like you asked me what you need, or I asked you what you needed help with. You told me and I gave you solutions. And that's literally how the entire, yeah, the glorification of busy, right? I agree. That's how the entire group was built, was me knowing you guys and me responding to you daily. And it was like my favorite, it's still my favorite thing to do. I know, I think a lot of business owners, I don't want to compare myself and I don't want to feel like I'm putting them down, but like one thing I will never outsource is being involved in this group and answering my messages and replying to your comments and your posts and replying to my emails and engaging with you guys. I'll never outsource that to anybody, right? I'll outsource like building my website and editing my podcast, right? And creating graphics because that stuff is boring to me, but I'll never outsource the one-to-one time with everyone in the group, right? Which is what I felt like I kind of got away from the last couple months just because I was like trying to do all these new things, right? I was like, my business mentor was like, okay, like you have these things doing well, you know, like your podcast gets listened to, people join your group, people engage, people buy your courses, do Facebook ads, right? And I was like, okay, I'll try it. And I've been trying it for 3 weeks and I hate it. I hate it. And I hate it because I don't know where these people are coming from, right? And I get like Bob the Farmer who signed up for the Purge-a-thon and I'm like, I don't know. You're not who I want to work with, right? I can't let you inside of the Motherhood Simplified group. And I know that there's ways to do advertising and things like that, but I like organic marketing. I like it when you guys are in the group and you hear about it from a friend or you invite a friend, right? Because then I get to know you guys and I get to know your stories. And when I first started, I was using Pinterest a lot, which is actually like if Cassandra's watching, Cassandra found me on Pinterest, which is personal to me. I know it doesn't seem personal, but when I create and put things on Pinterest, it feels personal to me because I see where you're coming from. And then you get right into the group, right? Because my Pinterest stuff is like, sign up for this and get into the Facebook group. anyway, that's like back end stuff that you guys don't care about. But like, that's how Cassandra got in here. That's how Jean Kuo got in here. And several other people who've been in Motherhood Simplified for almost 2 years now. And I'm like, why did I stop doing Pinterest, right? Like, I love using Pinterest. I love using Pinterest. I love using the podcast and I love using the Facebook group. Why am I trying to use other things that I don't like to use? Okay. And I'm telling you this because you can do that in your home too, right? Like, I think we're in a season of life where we're like, we have to do all of the baking, we have to do all of the crafts, we have to do all of the homeschooling, we have to do all of the whatevers. Go back to your roots, right? Go back to what you know you love to do. Go back to what you know works. Go back to what you know you enjoy doing. You don't have to do all these other things. So just ask yourself, like, go back to your roots. What do you like to do? What do you know how to do? What feels good for you to do? And stick with that. Just do that. Oh, yay. Okay, yeah. Well, my Pinterest right now is dead. I mean, I'm sure there's still really old stuff on there, but I haven't, honestly, when we moved to California a long time ago, almost a year and a half ago, I just stopped doing it because I was pregnant. We just moved and it takes time and I just never got back into it, but I'm getting back into it. So in the next week or so, you'll see new things on there. But the last thing that I want to let you guys know is that this really is, I don't feel like this is the season of life to start something new. Okay. And I say that lightly. But we're kind of in this weird, I literally bought caterpillars for my kids because I feel like this. We're in these weird cocoons, right? Like of like, we're inside of a cocoon, right? We can't get out. It's like a metaphor for our houses. Yes, we can still leave them in some capacities, but let's be real. A whole ton of freedom has been taken away from us. And we're in a lot of ways stuck. But it's not necessarily the time to bring a whole bunch of new stuff inside. I think it's the opposite. I think it's the time to let go of things, right? To let go of these unrealistic expectations, to let go of these things that are holding us down, let go of your clutter, right? Like, I think that this is a good time to declutter. It's a little tricky logistically, because where are we going to take it? And some places, like our town, is not accepting trash anymore, like trash pickup. And I know some places are accepting more trash pickup, which is weird. There's no consistency. There's no normal. But we're in a season, I think, of transforming. We are in a season of transforming, and we are in a season of shedding and purging and letting go and figuring out what's underneath, right? Because when caterpillars like go up in their cocoons, they don't turn into butterflies because they went and bought wings or anything, right? Like, they used what they had and they turned it into something. And I think that's where we're at. I know this is a really, really weird episode. It's getting weird now, but you guys understand what I'm saying. It's a season, I think, for transformation, not necessarily growth, right? Not necessarily to do more, not necessarily to add more to our plates. It's to refine what we have. It's to master what we do. It's to get back to what we know works and what we have, and not necessarily to add new skills. And if you feel like this is the time for you to go out and do new things and create, you know, new skills and stuff, go for it. There's nothing wrong with that either. I know that a lot of us, you know, but for me, that's just how I'm feeling. Like, I tried to do Facebook ads and I was like, I really hate this. I do not have the time or the energy or the emotional strength right now to try and learn a new skill and to invest in these new things, right? I don't. I need to get rid of those things. I need to get rid of those new things that I'm trying to do and get back to my roots and do what I know works. Yeah, do less to grow more. Exactly. That's exactly right. Weed out your gardens, right? The garden of your life. Weed out your house, like declutter your house, like make room for all of the things that you do want to do, right? Like, make room to bake with your kids again, make room to spend time with them. When I interviewed the budget mom yesterday, she said something that hit me really hard that is true for me again. But like, the way that I've been able to play with my kids lately, like, they laugh differently. Right? They laugh differently because we have more time to connect, which I think is amazing. And I want to focus on that. I want to get back to that, right? I don't want to move forward and be like, we have all this time now. Let's, you know, learn how to sew our own pants, right? Maybe I will in a little bit, but I just want to be with my kids. I just want to listen to them and I just want to do what they want to do. And I want to engage with them and I want to hear them laugh in these new ways over jokes that I don't think are funny, that they think are hilarious, right? So just go easy on yourselves. I've been doing 15 minute sweep. Yeah. And it's not to say that you don't have to do nothing, right? I don't think that at all, but just be really mindful about what you are doing and take the pressure off of yourself, right? If it's not feeling good to you, if it's feeling like more work, if it's feeling like it's making your life more confusing and more difficult, don't do it, right? Just don't do it. Like Allison says, yeah, don't add more during a confusing time when our world is transforming just like we are, right? Yes. So let's talk about, I want to be intentional with what is important to me and my family, playing, learning, being together, and decluttering my home. Yes. So let's talk about that real quick too, because I don't want you to feel like decluttering is just another thing that you have to add to your list. But I do still think that this is a really, really powerful time to declutter your home, right? To get clarity and to finally realize like just how draining and difficult your clutter makes your life, because it does. And I think that we can see that right now. Yeah, intentionalist. Ooh, okay, Sienna, yeah, I wanna look into if Sarah is still here. I keep meaning to ask you, like, what is this intentionalist thing that you were talking about with the Holocaust? I'm interested. Anyway, I'm bringing back the to-done list. Oh yeah, with Melissa Killily. I have a visual of what I worked on and it makes me feel good. Exactly. Hyper-focus on everything that makes you feel good. Let go of everything that doesn't make you feel good, including the media. Just a little plug there, right? Declutter your mainstream media consumption because it's designed to freak you out. Okay. It is a season for decluttering, right? And if you want to do that, I have the Motherhood Simplified courses that literally teach you exactly how to do that. And on Fridays, I have a live workshop that I'm holding every Friday for moms inside of the courses to give you support in this, right? To get together with a group of other moms wanting to do the same things as you, wanting to declutter their homes, wanting to get rid of stuff, wanting to make progress, wanting to get inventories of their homes and figure out how to do this. And so that when the world gets back to normal, our homes are easy to be in, right? Like we can adjust easier because it all does start at home. Everything starts at home. Home is like the epicenter of our lives. So I think it's a powerful, powerful time to make them work for us. So if you want to get into a course with us, any of the Motherhood Simplified courses will get you into those workshops. motherhoodsimplified.com/courses. I send out emails on Thursday with the Zoom link. I send them out every Thursday because Zoom is weird right now and people are hacking it. So I don't know. Zoom is like changing their settings every day, it feels like. So get into that if you want to learn with us and get inside of that mastermind group. There was something else that I was going to tell you, but I can't remember what it is. So, the last thing. So I'm getting back into the daily lives. I've been doing them, but I felt really disconnected from them because I'm like, why am I recording a live on Monday that I'm going to air in August 25th, right? Like I couldn't do that. So I'm not going to be doing them Monday through Friday. They're going to be Monday through Thursday. They're going to be just quick little 15 to 20 minute episodes where I'm giving you some decluttering support. Support in your home, all the things. I'll get them up on the podcast and getting back to that, which I'm really excited about because I want to help you with what you need right now, not what I think you might need help with in 3 months. That's crazy. Getting back to those, and then Fridays are dedicated to Mastermind Course Moms, where we do that 30 minutes to an hour long workshop. And yeah, so I will see you guys all around in the group. I'll see you on Instagram because I'm not going to be going live on Instagram as much because I feel like stories are better utilized on Instagram. So basically on Instagram, you will get a recap of the day and of the tips. And then I'll give you a link to listen to the podcast episode if you want to hear the full thing. Okay, I will see you guys later.
Hey, friend, did you love this episode? If you did, I would love if you took a screenshot of it and shared it with somebody else. Okay, the whole point of this is to create a community of moms who get each other, who support each other, and who, when they find something that helps them, they share it with somebody. So I would love if you shared this podcast with somebody, with maybe just a little note about how it helped you or how it inspired you so that it can help somebody else. I would also love it if you left me a review. Leaving a review lets me get better stats on the internet and blah, blah, blah. Basically, it helps me help more moms like you. I would so appreciate it. If you hated this episode, I'm sorry, but I'm also kind of impressed that you listened to it all and you're still listening. So still leave me a review, still share it, because I'm sure somebody can benefit from it. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Thank you.